Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So we've got bomb threats and synagogue shootings just to remind you that, by gum, it's election season again. Doesn't it make you feel patriotic? Because from what I've read, whether you're on the right or on the left, no matter who you're voting for, you're voting against the Nazis. And that's nice. Also, we have a sketch about shitting. This is the final edition Radio Hour. The scent of lilacs remains. U.S. manufacturing is on the rise.
I got up bright and early and argued with a guy on Twitter for 2 hours about Antifa, and neither of us knew what we were talking about.
Do you have any idea just how many full episodes of Barney Miller I found on YouTube?
I Instagrammed 47 pictures of my bagel. Look at it. Look at my bagel.
Somebody cloned my Facebook account. And at first I tried getting Facebook to remove them, but now I just want to know why the clone unfriended me.
I was on Snapchat for 12 solid hours, because I'm a star there.
America, we build things here. A series of bombs were intercepted, addressed to CNN and Democratic political leaders. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
No one ever sends me nothing.
Democrats blame the increased hate rhetoric on the right, while Republicans blame the Jews.
Well, that would have been the CNN.
Really don't know why anyone would send bombs to Democrats, because they do a perfectly good job of imploding on their own.
Donald Trump was shocked and furious that somebody tried to blow something up so close to Trump Tower.
The White House condemned these acts as incompetent.
Wait, hold on. Is Jake Tapper okay?
Hey, kids. I'm here to tell you to all go vote this November 6th. Get out there and make a difference.
My vote won't make a difference. I'm just one person.
Yeah, one vote never made a difference in a country as big as ours.
Yeah, I have to work. I'm sure it wouldn't matter about my one vote.
No, don't you understand? That's three votes right there. It's not just your one vote.
But it is. I only get one vote. So who cares?
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Yeah, my single vote doesn't matter.
My sister's voting, so it's like she's voting for both of us. I would vote the same thing.
No. That is not how it works at all, guys. That is five votes right now that are not being heard. Your negative attitude is contagious.
No, but I only have one vote. What I do doesn't even matter.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It's inconsequential.
My sister's got it.
Yeah, I'm not that important.
Me neither.
I'm good.
No, you idiots! Do you hear yourselves? You're not the important part. I mean, sure, You are that important, but also you're not. You are not important as an individual, but you are important as a part of a whole. And when one cell in a whole system gets cancerous, it slowly starts to bring down the whole system. The body of America is heaving right now. It is in so much pain. So please, just fucking vote!
Gosh, stop being so mad.
Fine. Okay.
We all will go vote, okay? Just shut up.
Yeah, you're annoying.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
She's really annoying.
Disclaimer, one vote never actually did make a difference. This is the news for some reason. Baseball legend Alex Rodriguez is trying on hats right now in Midtown Manhattan. Reporter Cindy Walker is live on the scene. Cindy, why do you want to report this story?
I don't, Bob. I'm more of an investigative reporter. In my first job after journalism school, in a little news station in Brisbane, Arkansas, I exposed a zoning board scandal that brought down the mayor. Now, the only job that pays anything is chasing Alex Rodriguez while he tries on a fucking hat.
A-Rod has been very publicly involved with Jennifer Lopez. What can you tell us about that?
I've been looking into it, Bob, and as a result, I've accidentally exposed another zoning board scandal. It's the only thing I'm good at.
Over to Dennis Mulware in Chicago, where comedian Vinny Knock Knock McKenna is under fire for a joke he made on Twitter in 2004. Dennis, what have you found out so far?
Well, so far, I found out Twitter didn't exist until 2006.
So the story's garbage.
It'll still get traffic, though.
Speaking of traffic, over to Santa Fe, New Mexico, which has none. The brother of the former fiancé of the mother of a cousin of a former reality TV star on The Biggest Loser has been charged with possession of methamphetamine. Terry Savage has that story in Los Angeles, which is nowhere near Santa Fe. Terry, what have you got?
I'm sitting in a bar in North Hollywood, where I found a news blog from someone who's in New Mexico. Do you want me to read it out loud?
Nah, we got the gist. We'll head to commercial. This is the news for some reason, and I'm nobody.
Ooh, that was intense. I should write that one down. When was the last time I even took a dump like that? Probably earlier today, or was it yesterday? Damn it, I can't remember!
We've all been there. You take the dump of your life and then forget all about it.
Yeah, I do it all the time, I think.
Sounds like you're tired of tracking your bowel movements with old-fashioned pen and paper.
Yes, I hate old-fashioned pen and paper.
Sounds like you need a cutting-edge poo product suited for your high-tech lifestyle.
I do. I really do.
Do indeed. What you need is a Fitbit to track your shits. What you need is a Shitbit.
A Shitbit.
That's right, a Shitbit. With patented biochemical and kinetic sensors, the Shitbit is able to measure and track every move you make, every poop you take.
I'll never have to keep another diary again!
With the Shitbit, everything is logged to your phone. We track four key stats. Frequency, duration, consistency, and smell.
Smell?
Of course. Our biochemical sensors detect the intensity of the methane ass gas, catalog the severity, and give an approximate dissipation time.
Level 10, critical. Keep out for 45 minutes.
Are you sure the Shitbit can catalog all my shits? Even my little bit shits?
Even your little bit shits. With the log, you can track shits of all shapes and sizes.
8:15 a.m. Major defecation. 9:45. Minor shart.
That's amazing. It even got my shart from earlier. What else could Shitbit do?
Well, it's not just for shits and sharts. Using the same biochemical sensors, the Shitbit can track your toots, boofs, and farts.
Toots, boofs, and farts?
That's right, your toots, boofs, and farts. Then the Shitbit analyzes the data, rates your gas on our patented tail scale, and ultimately generates a graph. The fart chart.
Wow, a fart chart. This is too good to be true.
But that's not all. If you order today, we'll throw in an additional product that makes the Shitbit even more powerful.
Tell me more.
Well, the stool tool tracks the weight of your poo too. It's a scale engineered from the ground up to measure your body weight before and after you do your do. Then it calculates the difference to let you know how much your butt baby weighed.
Wow, I'd be a fool if I passed on that stool tool.
But wait.
There's more?
If you order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a free rump jump.
What is a rump jump?
As you use your shitbit, you may notice extended periods of inactivity. That's when you need the rump jump. Simply engage the rump pump, part of the rump jump, and it'll make your rump dump.
I don't even care how much it is. I'm calling right now!
Shitbit. From your friends at the Poop Group, the makers of the Butt Bay, the Pee Pal, and the Jizz Whiz. Call today!
The gig economy. An exciting new development in the work world. No more regular 9-to-5 jobs for today's young go-getters. Just temporary contracts with every company, freeing them to work multiple jobs at multiple places. Today, we're going to talk with one of these free-spirited mercenaries of the brave new labor market. David Matthews, welcome to the show. Mr. Matthews!
Terribly sorry, Athena. What was the question?
How did you get involved in the gig economy?
Well, I used to work full-time at the University of Maryland as a professor. Then the college didn't renew my contract, but they allowed me to pick up some hours as an adjunct. So basically, I'm a migrant worker with a doctorate in applied biology.
How exciting! Half days, no office politics.
No vacations, no health insurance, 5 medications I can't afford anymore.
And what does your schedule look like?
Well, I get up at 5:30 a.m., I grade some papers, I update my lesson plans, I get in my car, I drive for an hour, because Lord knows I can't afford to live near the Baltimore campus anymore. I teach until 10, have office hours, get in my car, drive another hour to White Marsh to work a call center. I work 29 hours a week, just below getting benefits.
What an incredible work ethic! So uniquely American. And what an opportunity for networking, right? Mr. Matthews!
Huh? What?
I was just saying, you must meet all kinds of people.
It's all kind of a blur. My wife divorced me on the grounds of neglect. I'm gonna die alone.
But I'll bet you sure kicked back on the weekends.
No, I drive for Uber. I work for TaskRabbit, helping people build IKEA furniture. Friday nights, I work security at a friend's bar. And then there's my parents.
Of course. Visiting your parents. How sweet.
Well, they pay me $100 a week to clean their house. Then they ask me to leave.
And that's how you cover the bills.
Every night, I pray for death.
And there you have it, folks. David Matthews, join me next week when we'll talk to a person who makes more than $1 million a year playing video games on YouTube.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows that crime doesn't pay, but fun historical fact! Back in the 1790s, it was illegal to arrest a man of noble bearing while he was dancing. police, or bobbies, would have to patiently wait until the elaborate ballroom routines were completed to get their man. And that's where the phrase, "the jig is up," came from. Bonus fact, police in England are called bobbies because until the 1970s, only men named Robert could join Scotland Yard.
I just want to thank you all so much for coming to my new art opening. This series has been a long time in the making, and there has been a lot of painful truths, viscera, tears, and blood poured into this work.
We're in a Costco?
Yes, we are. The flagship Costco, in fact.
Ooh, is this some crazy alternative art? You were always doing some real boundary-pushing work back in New York.
No, this is printed acrylic on canvas.
So, not street art?
No, it's paintings.
So, your paintings are going to be featured in Costco?
That's right. My art available for viewing and purchase at this and another 150 Costcos around America.
I thought you were a real artist, man.
Yeah, you're a sellout.
I'm sorry. I don't see how making money from your work is selling out.
You're in Costco.
Yeah, but that's only because the Brunthauer Gallery has its nose so far up its own ass that it can't appreciate good art anymore.
These are paintings of kittens and puppies.
Symbols of our innocence lost.
This one is a bowl of flowers that says, "Stop and smell the roses."
Making a scathing comment about our lack of real nutrition in this country.
This one is just a glass of rosé that says, "It's wine o'clock somewhere."
You know that my mother was an alcoholic. How did you not get that subtext?
I just don't see how you can defend this as art.
Look, art and commerce are not exclusionary. You don't question the validity of paintings that hang in a gallery for thousands of dollars. Why does it matter if it's hanging at Costco for $23.95? Is it because this art is actually accessible to the average person? Is that what makes it less valid than expensive art that's only available to an elite, wealthy clientele?
I mean, no, that's not...
Do you really think that what makes art more valuable is the dollar sign attached to it? An all-white canvas pissed on by Rothko may be worth thousands of dollars, but personally, I prefer a painting that's actually a painting of anything.
I think what he's trying to say
is that he's above simple human things. Simple things like puppies and kittens and rosé. Simple things that speak to simple people's lives and actually make them feel things.
No, it's...
Well, I'll tell you assholes what. I will take a grandmother going, "Oh," to one of my paintings of kittens over a rich man paying me $2 million to brag about a conceptual piece of crap that he doesn't actually understand. Because I, for one, think that art is at its core about relating to each other on a human level and eliciting emotional reactions about our collective truth experience.
Oh, yeah, me too, I think.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm so sorry we doubted you. You really are a true artist.
Thank you.
So, what are you working on for your next series?
I think it's going to be a series of life-affirming words on glitter backdrops for TJ Maxx.
Oh, that sounds
wow.
Great.
Groundbreaking.
That's beautiful.
Really
thank
interesting.
You. Thank you. Oh,
thanks.
Everyone knows the ancient Egyptians had elaborate burial rituals for their dead, but fun historical fact, if a pharaoh reached the age of 40, rather than wait for his natural demise, clerics would cut his still beating heart from his chest and place it into a canopic jar filled with vinegar. And that's where the phrase, "in a real pickle," comes from.
Dad, my tummy hurts, but not like I ate too much pizza, it's lower. And it's more like cramping.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong?
Nothing, honey. Just wish your mom wouldn't have died prematurely. We need to have a talk. Sit down.
Okay.
The day has come. You see, ever since the first leader of the Great Reform, President Cruz, when girls become women, all parents become mandatory reporters and have to press this here button.
What's it for?
Well, female humans are like chickens. They have eggs. And just like those eggs in your omelet, once you reach a certain age, humans pass out unfertilized eggs through their pee hole.
Wow. What happens if it gets fertilized?
Babies. Lots of babies. You think your tummy hurts now.
Oh.
Free!
We're the Egg Collection Coalition.
Strap her to the bed.
Now, this is your purpose in life, dear.
But thankfully, ever since we formed the Egg Collector Coalition, no female has ever had an unwanted egg fertilization.
You see, honey, when a girl becomes of egg maturation age, before that egg ever makes its way down the slip and slide of your tubes, this button gets pressed, and all those eggs get collected.
They're taking my eggs? But I just found out that I even had them.
We already took them.
Egg collection is minimally invasive.
You didn't feel a thing, dear.
Your subconscious might, however, pick up on the gaping hole. Not enough research on that yet.
America has become a place where babies are only born in wedlock.
But most importantly...
And the real purpose of our mission...
We have eradicated abortion.
In former years, abortion would send countless females on a downward spiral of the deepest shame, self-hatred, and eventually insanity that filled up all of our asylums.
Abortion is the worst thing a woman could ever do in her life.
Even if she was raped.
But what is abortion?
That was what people did to the teeny tiny babies that were kicking and screaming in protest as they were being vacuumed and scraped out of their mommy's warm bellies.
Who would ever do that?
That was back when women could still vote.
We tried for celibacy, mandatory IUDs, then killing abortion doctors. But the poor dads everywhere were still having their choice taken away until we figured out egg collection.
Well, that's good, I guess. But how do I get my eggs back?
You will have them returned one at a time.
To keep you pregnant from your wedding night until menopause. Just like the Duggars.
You don't get them all back. You know, we farm out any unused eggs to inadequate breeders whose vaginas only sputter out duds.
There's just a little form you fill out to get them back, to make sure you qualify.
But they're mine.
Of course. If you're married.
Aren't a homo.
Are a believer of the one true God.
Aren't receiving benefits.
And are supporting of capitalism and fast food.
Seems simple enough. Oh, wait, what's that thing you said? Rape?
Oh, that was a term those silly females made up when they were having headaches and wanted to watch Downton Abbey instead of pleasing their maker by pleasing their owner.
I still don't get it. But isn't there a way daddies could have something done so we could keep our eggs inside?
Well, technically there was a completely painless and reversible procedure that could put a kink in a daddy's hose. And condoms.
Condoms.
Those poor premillennial men had to have sex that was infinitely less pleasurable.
It is so scary to think that men and women almost reached equality back in the day.
Wow. Well, at least my cramps are gone.
And so are your eggs.
Anything else I need to know?
That's it, dear.
Okay. I think I'll go lose my virginity to the football team then.
Good girl. I'm sure they'd like that.
We take you to a sparsely furnished storefront. The smell of burnt coffee lingers in the stale air. Yet another smell intermingles with it. It is the smell of desperation. The people in this room have been here for hours, perhaps days, maybe even years. They cannot leave until their job is done. They cannot leave until they close. They are the closers.
I keep calling the same people over and over again.
It's these fucking leads. I'm not getting anywhere with these fucking leads.
Yes, Mrs. Patel, just a moment of your time. I know it's late, but... Damn, another hang-up!
How do they expect us to close with these crappy leads? I can't close with these leads!
Ladies, gentlemen, please, all is calm. The new leads have arrived.
Great, hand those over, Bob. The Frisco leads are crap!
Not so fast, Willie. These leads are for closers. You a closer, Willie?
Just give me the leads, Bob, then I can close.
You know the rules, Willie. You're not a closer. And these leads
are for closers. Screw you, Bob.
Christ, I can't take much more of this. I need a vitamin water.
Vitamin water's for closers, Shelley.
I brought it from home, Bob.
When you're closed, you can drink, sleep, shit,
Do whatever you want. I could care less. But until you close, you don't drink anything.
Screw you, Bob.
Look, those two are pussies. We both know that, Bob. Come on, be a pal. Give me some of them new leads.
Forget it, Ricky.
What do you want? $100? $200? How about my watch? Look at this watch. It's a great watch, okay? I'll give you 50% of my leads. But no more than that. Just 60%, okay? No more than that. No less than 75%. What do you say?
Let's say I take all your leads, Ricky. That sounds fair to me.
Screw you, Bob. Okay, I'll do it. Give me those.
See, folks, now that's ambition.
That's not fair.
If you give him the leads, then you have to give all of us the leads. You can't do this to me. My little girl's getting married next week. The RV will be repossessed. My mother-in-law moved back in with us. I have lumbago.
Cry me a river, Willie. You'll get the leads. You'll all get the leads. When you close. Now get back on those phones.
I guess that's it then. Back to these crappy Frisco leads.
Hello, Mrs. Nyborg? Are you currently a registered voter? Yes, I know it's dinner time, but if I could just have a minute of your time to make a voter plan with you. Hello? Hello?
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Samantha Gerwitz, Brian Fernandez, Joe Davis, Ben Kirshner, Jessica Park, and Ebby Parker. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Savannah Brown, Gil Barron, Mike Besaw, Matt Wilkie, and Dominique DeBell. We had music, as always, from Kevin McLeod and technical help from Kurt Carlson and his amazing psychic dog, Pebbles. Joe Davis manages our SoundCloud account. The show was created by Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. The engineer and executive producer and writer of most of the stuff on our Twitter is Barry Lank. Good night.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.